I'm from Arlington, Virginia. This is my home community. I was injured 5 years ago while I was in Maryland. I have a high-level spinal cord injury, a C5, C6 injury. As a result, I need total care, but I am cognitively intact. The only thing that isn't working for me is my body. physically doesn't cooperate very well, but which is why I'm in a nursing home. I was in Maryland for the first 3 years. I didn't know I could come back home, and I moved back to a facility that's close to the neighborhood I grew up in. So that's where I am. That's why I am where I am. I worked for close to 20 years at George Washington University Medical Center, and I had an administrative position, you know, helping to run education and training programs. About 10 or 12 years ago, I decided to go back to school, and I got a master's in acupuncture and Chinese medicine, and I was a practicing licensed acupuncturist with my own business when I was injured.
And can you tell me about your favorite hobbies and activities?
Well, for me, the absolute most important thing for me, besides keeping my mind active, is being outdoors and in nature, if you can call that a hobby. It's really a hobby or activity. It is really essential, you know, it's essential to my well-being, but it's very much a part, you know, of who I am in terms of activities. I had hiked the Appalachian Trail. I spent a lot of time outdoors and in nature. And it's something that is just the number one most important activity for me. In terms of hobbies or interests, you know, I have a wide range of interests. I'm lucky that I'm able to pursue my interests, you know, because I'm connected to the internet 24 hours a day, 7 days a week through my iPhone. And I was able to keep myself active and busy and connected, both to following my interests online and to my people in this circle of people in my life I also had immediate access to.
Mm-hmm. How were some of, I'm thinking particularly of your interest in being outside, was that affected by COVID?
Oh, absolutely. We were confined in a lockdown and confined to our own rooms beginning March 13th and pretty much confined to our rooms, you know, the rest of this, you know, through the spring and summer. As things began to get a little better, I live in a facility where, you know, the greatest percent, probably easily 85%, you know, contracted COVID. But as things began to settle down, I began to lobby for getting outside for fresh air and just being able to be outdoors. Public health officials all say outdoors is better than indoors. And that was a very difficult message to get across to the owner operators. And I was only able to have success after making multiple efforts in many different ways by contacting my local state legislator, who also happens to be someone experienced with aging and nursing home issues. And it was through him that I was given permission to go outdoors between the limited hours of 1 and 3 p.m. And that remained in effect through the rest of the year. I'm trying to remember exactly when I was able to get it expanded, and I don't remember exactly, but I was able, you know, either late this year, early this year, to get it expanded from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. and, you know, 4 hours instead of 2 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
It was only through an extraordinary amount of effort and pushing and lobbying, you know, mm-hmm. that I was able to finally get outside. And what they did is they gave me and a handful of other people permission to go outdoors, and that list remains in effect to mm-hmm. this day. Most of the people living here don't leave their rooms or their floors and may not even know that they can or should be able to. So that's what's happening here.
Yeah. How does it make you feel to need permission to go outside to have that basic right met?
It's enraging. Thank God I was able to use, you know, some of that anger energy, you know, productively to try to really push to get outside. But it's infantilizing that anybody would make the assumption, you know, that you lack the ability it was just infuriating that there was this position on the part of the management that that we shouldn't be allowed outdoors.
Thanks. And I know there's a lot we didn't get into, but I just want to close it by asking, what changes do you want to see in nursing homes that come from this, whether it's in your nursing home or just in long-term care in general?
I would say, number one, there needs to be ongoing training in infection prevention and control. In services need to be conducted and made mandatory each quarter. These things need to be repeated over and over again. This should also include training about what makes for sterile conditions and what a sterile condition is, because there is a basic lack of understanding of basic infection and prevention and control. Hand washing is still at the top of my list. 16 months after the advent of COVID, there are still very few nurses that wash when they enter and exit the room, and even fewer CNAs. I mean, I could elaborate, and there's more to say in that regard. But that's really, I think, really essential and necessary that these things be taught and described repeatedly over and over again. It cannot just be once a year or when an employee first comes on board. And number two, public health guidelines are that outside is better than inside, and that residents should not be kept confined to their rooms, their floors, and their buildings. Those are my two big ones. So I just want to say I felt like my rights as an individual were ignored, and I did not give up my basic rights, you know, when I contracted to live in a nursing home.